Hello, this is Erin Pavlina at erinpavlina.com. Today, I'm going to explain how to channel. So first, a basic definition of channeling for those who aren't familiar with it. Channeling simply means that you're opening yourself up to receive information from a higher vibrational being. So you can channel your higher self, a spirit guide, an ascended master, a group of beings coming to you collectively. You could even channel Source itself. So why would you want to channel? What are the benefits? You can use channeling to help you understand the universe better. Imagine connecting with something that is on the other side, who it is a higher frequency than you and has had different experiences than you, and being able to talk to them about what they're experiencing and what you might need to know. You could also use channeling to get your own personal questions answered. When I sit with my spirit guides, I'm asking them questions about my life and what path they'd like me to take or what the intention is from my higher self, and it helps me make decisions. So you can use channeling to get personal help on your journey. Other people use channeling to share information with others, like they might write a book, a channeled book, and there's probably a lot of examples out there of people who channeled a book or channeled an article. I've certainly channeled whole articles. So that's possible. Also, you might just like the experience of connecting with a higher vibrational being. How cool is that? That doesn't happen every day. So how can you channel? When you channel, you're going to be using one of your intuitive modalities. Your intuitive modalities are clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, or claircognizance. And just to run over those real briefly, clairvoyance means that you're clear seeing. So you might receive images or metaphors from the other side that you have to interpret. Clairaudience is clear hearing. So you're literally hearing, at least in your mind, a conversation that's happening between you and the other being. Clairsentience has to do with feeling sensations inside your body. So while you can connect clairsentiently and channel, it does not give you a lot of information and it's not easy to interpret. Claircognizance is a good one because claircognizance means you're clear knowing. So you just download information instantly and you just know it. You don't know how you know it, but you just know that you know it. And it comes with a lot of certainty. My recommendation is to use clairaudience because then you're having a conversation with the high vibrational being, and then you're able to clearly understand. It requires no interpretation of what they're trying to tell you. So in order to begin to channel, here's what you would need to do. It is of vital importance that when you channel, you're connecting with a higher vibrational being. You don't want to connect with something that's of a lower nature because that's not going to serve you in any good way at all. If you connect with a lower vibrational being, it is going to give you information designed to put you in a state of fear or disempowerment. And you're going to know that you're connected with a low vibration being if what it's telling you makes you afraid or upset or anxious. So use that as a gauge. When you connect with a higher vibrational being, it's going to feel good and it's going to be empowering and inspiring, and you're not going to feel bad or afraid or controlled. So that's a really important distinction as you're doing this. When you want to get ready to channel, you've got to meditate and meditate hard. Get yourself into a nice, comfortable position. Do your deep breathing and get yourself calm and in a state of peace. Then imagine that you're walking up a staircase, like a very, very tall staircase, or you can go up an escalator or an elevator. Technically, you could even imagine yourself flying. That's totally fine. But what you want to do is metaphorically go up. So climb that staircase, take that elevator, get to a high position, and then go into a garden or a beach or a temple, anything that makes you feel safe, secure, and this is going to be your sacred space and your frequency at which you're going to connect with the higher vibrational being. Then you're going to mentally ask for a high vibrational being to connect with you. So you can specifically ask for your higher self or a spirit guide, or you can just leave it open and see what comes through. Again, you want to be sure you're in a nice high vibrational state, and that what you're connecting with has good intentions. Very important. Once you've made the connection, so you might see them or just hear them or feel their presence. Start writing or start having a conversation with them and write down what you hear. So what I like to do is open up a Word document and type a question and then listen for the answer. And I type exactly what I'm hearing. Now you're going to ask, well, how do I know I'm really connected or if it's just my imagination? In the beginning, it might feel like your imagination, but if you are at a very high frequency and you're in a nice high meditative place, it's not going to feel that way. You're going to feel that connection. You're going to feel like you're not talking to yourself, you're talking to them. Another way to know that you're really connected is the information coming through is probably a little bit wiser than what might be coming through your own brain. That has certainly been the case for me and how I can tell when I'm connected with a high vibrational being as opposed to just myself. So that will take a little bit of practice, but that's okay. You can't become good at channeling if you're not willing to practice, if you're not willing to fail. So sit down at your computer, tune in to a high vibrational being, and see what comes through. You can always evaluate it later using your logic, but in the beginning, just type what you hear. And when you feel like your session is done, thank the being for connecting with you, and then read over what you wrote and see if it makes any sense to you. Every time you do it, you should get a little bit better at tuning in and hearing and understanding what they're trying to tell you. It's really an awesome experience, and so if you can do it and you're willing to do it, I would definitely give it a try. So go ahead and give it a shot and see what happens. You just don't know what you're going to get until you try. I would definitely encourage you to give this a shot because it can be a really, really wonderful experience. Thank you for listening. Until next time.